Today, we will study together lesson number 12 in our ongoing study of Mishnayos Maseches Challah. And in lesson 12, we continue in Perek Gimel, the third Perek, Mishnah Hei and Mishnah Vov, the fifth and sixth Mishnah. We've learned all along that dough, before it reaches the stage of Gilgal, when it's just flour and water, and hasn't been rolled together into one clump of dough, is not yet obligated in hafroshas challah, in separating challah. Suppose nochri shenosam li Yisroel la'asos lo isa. Suppose a goy takes dough, takes flour and water, and says to the Jewish baker, here's flour, here's water, make me dough. Pitura min hachala. The Jewish baker is exempt from separating out challah from this dough because it belongs to the goy, and the goy obviously is exempt from the mitzvah of challah. However, suppose nisan lo matona. Suppose the goy, the non-Jew, gives as a gift to a Jew flour and water. So it depends when he gave him the gift. If he gave it to him atchelo gilgal, if he gave it to him just, here's a box full of flour, and here's a bottle of water, here's a present. Then the Jew takes the water and adds it to the dough and begins Gilgal. So the Gilgal has happened in the reshus of the Jew. Chayef, the Jew must give, must be mafrish challah. Umishe Gilgal pota. Suppose the guy takes flour and water and makes it into dough, does the Gilgal himself as a goy, and then gives it to the Jew. So the Gilgal, the normal time of Chiyuv Challah, happened in the hands of a goy, when it was still belonging to the goy. So then, even though the dough is given to the Jew does not have to be Mafrish Challah, poto. Ha'osa iso ima nochri. Suppose you have a partnership. The Jew and the goy together own flour and water, and they're making a bread. The ultimate bread will be partners. So the halacha is, im ein b'shel Yisroel kishir chalo petura min hachalo. If the Jew gives a little bit of flour and water, even a kav, four lugim, into the kitty, so to speak, and the guy also gives four lugim, so together there's eight lugim, there's more than the shir of chiyuv chalo. Nevertheless, that dough is exempt from chalo because the Jew did not own in the mix the requisite, the required volume of flour. However, if the Jew contributes to the mix five revoim, five quarters of a kav, five lugin of flour, then he is obligated to be mafrish challah from the final dough or bread. Mishneh Vav continues, ger sheniskaya. Suppose you have a non-Jew who converts and becomes Jewish. For hoysa lo isa. And he has, during the time that he's going through the conversion process, he has dough. Naaseis ad shelo niskaya. If the dough was made before he became a ger, he's still a goy. And at that point, he took the flour and water and mixed them together and did gilgul. So the gilgul was done when he was a goy potter. That dough is exempt from challah. Umishin is Gayer, but suppose after he became a Ger, after he's a Jew, then he took the flour and water, mixed them together, and rolled them into dough. So then the rolling, the Gilgal, the Chiyuv, occurred when he was already a Ger Tzedek, a full fledged Jew. Chayet, he's obligated in Hafrosh Aschala. V'yim Sofek, suppose it's not quite clear at what point did he do the procedure of Gilgal, did he roll the flour and water into dough? Before he went to the mikveh and became a Jew, or afterwards? So then he is chayev. Sofek iso lechumra, iso deraisa. So therefore, he must, even in doubt, give it to the kohen. However, the Mefarshim point out, the kohen has to pay for it because the value, on the value, we apply the rule of hamotzi mechavero olav horaya. If it's a question whether I owe you something or not, you've got to prove it. Here it's a question whether I owe you, Mr. Cohen, this challah or not. So Mr. Cohen, you have to prove it. However, as far as the actual Isur is concerned, I can't eat it. No Zor can eat it. Only a Kohen can eat it. So I sell it to a Kohen. Obviously, the Kohen gets a cheaper price than an ordinary bagel. The Ein Chayov in Oleho Chomesh. The halacha is that just as when a person eats Truma B'Shogeg, he has to pay Keren V'Chomesh if the Truma was worth $100. He has to pay to the Kohen $125 Chomesh Milavar. So too is the case with challah. If a person eats challah, which belongs to the Kohen, b'shogeg, accidentally, unintentionally, he has to restore to the Kohen not just the value of the dough itself, but an additional chomesh, an additional fifth. However, in the case here, where this particular piece of dough is a suffix, is a doubt, is it chayev in, is it challah, because maybe the Gilgal happened after he became a Jew? Or is it not challah because the Gilgal happened before he became a Jew? So in such a situation of doubt, you only pay the Keren and not the Chomesh. Now until now, in all these Mishnayos, and we have been learning that the point in the stages of development of dough, from flour and water into dough, and eventually into bread, the point at which you're obligated in challah is the Gilgul Ha'isa, when you take the flour and water and begin to roll it into dough. However, Rabbi Akiva disagrees with all of it. And he says, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Hakol Holech Achar Hakrima Betanur. The point at which it becomes obligated in challah is the point at which it begins to turn brown in the oven, which is obviously a point later than the Gilgal Ha'isa, because normally you're Megalgal the Isa into dough. You take the dough and shape it and form it and do whatever else you do with it, and then you put it into the oven. Then as it begins to turn brown, that's called Karima, begins to form a crust, then says Rabbi Akiva, you are obligated in the challah and not before. And so all the halachos we've been learning until now, whether Goy does it before Gilgal, after Gilgal, he became a Ger, before Gilgal, after Gilgal, etc. According to Rabbi Akiva, the question is not before Gilgal or after Gilgal, but the question is before Krimo Betanur or after Krimo Betanur. The halacha is not like Rabbi Akiva. It's Rabbi Akiva against a majority, and we rule that the crucial point is not Krimo Betanur, but rather Gilgal Ha'isa. And so we have finished lesson number 12.